BBC News with Marion Marshall. Iraqi security sources say about 80 people were killed in a bomb attack that targeted Shia Muslim pilgrims south of Baghdad. A truck packed with explosives was detonated in a petrol station where buses that were being used by pilgrims were parked. Islamic State militants say they carried out the attack. The group regards Shia Muslims as heretics. Turkey has threatened to hit back after three of its soldiers in Syria were killed by what it believes was a Syrian government airstrike. Turkey's forces in neighbouring northern Syria support local rebels. The Syrian government has made it clear it resents the Turkish incursion. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has warned that if the fires sweeping across the north of the country were caused deliberately, they would be treated as acts of terror. He was speaking in the city of Haifa, where more than 60,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, and the FARC rebel leader, Rodrigo Londoño, known as Timochenko, have signed a revised peace accord in Bogotá, which it's hoped will end half a century of fighting. The first accord was rejected last month in a popular vote. A hurricane has made landfall along the Caribbean coast of Nicaragua and is due to hit Costa Rica within hours, bringing with it high winds and heavy rainfall. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from the sparsely populated coastal areas of both countries. Costa Rica hasn't been hit by a hurricane since records began over 150 years ago. Prosecutors in Spain have asked for a jail sentence of more than 10 years for the Cameroonian football legend Samuel Eto'o for alleged tax fraud. They accuse him of avoiding taxes amounting to about $4 million from 2006 to 2009 when he played for Barcelona. They're also demanding a $15 million fine. BBC News.